You are welcome to Miracle Wave Broadcast with Dr. Augustus Okleme, a specialist surgeon and the senior pastor of Miracle Wave Church Worldwide. Stay tuned as we examine the scriptures and taste of God's goodness today. Expect a miracle today. Your testimony is on the way.
Hello and welcome to tonight's edition of Miracle Wave Broadcast. This is your pastor, Dr. Augustus. Bow your head with me for a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we honor you tonight. We thank you for your great love, your power, your matchless grace, and your goodness. We've gathered as your children to hear from you. We've gathered at your feet. We ask that you bless us. We ask that you do us good. Heal the sick, Lord. Deliver the oppressed and set the captives free. Reveal your will to us. We bind the devil, we break his power, we disallow the influence of Satan over this service or over your people. Let us hear your voice, let us hear your words that will change our lives for good. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Good evening, and you're welcome to Miracle Wave Broadcast for tonight. Miracle Wave Broadcast is brought to you by Miracle Wave Church. We are a growing church. We are passionate about Jesus. We are passionate about the gospel, and we are passionate about souls. We are passionate about people knowing of God's goodness and how real his goodness is today. You can find us at Tishwari in Kumasi here. It's just inside Kupi. Excuse me. Or you can find us in Koforidua at the Waterworks Junction. I want us to read something this evening from the Gospel according to Matthew. The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 8, from verse 1. When Jesus was come down from the mountain, a great multitude followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, "I will, be thou clean." And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus saith unto him, "See, thou tell no man, but go thy way and show thyself to the priests, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them." When Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came a centurion beseeching him and saying, "Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented." And Jesus said, "I will come and heal him." And the centurion answered and said, "Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another man, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it." And when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed him, "Verily I say unto thee, or you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and from the west and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, but the children of the kingdom shall be cast out, or shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." And Jesus said unto the centurion, "Go thy way, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee." And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid sick of a fever, and he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. And when even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities, and he bare our sicknesses. Hallelujah. What a privilege to share these words of life with you tonight. Tonight I'm just drawing your attention to the healing Jesus. Jesus was a healer in the very core of his nature and his mandate. He found people, various kinds of challenges, ailments, troubles, and pains. But one thing about him, throughout the scripture, the gospels, everything you read about him, you find that there was no one who came to Jesus with sickness, no one who approached him with their disease, who still left with it. Our reading started with a story of a leper. These guys were outside at the outskirts of the town. If you remember, the Bible said that he came down from a mountain. He's just finished preaching the Sermon on the Mount. And he came down that mountain. This leper couldn't join that crowd. So when Jesus was a little by himself, he came to him and he said something. Jesus, if you will, you can make me clean. Several years ago, I was a choir leader, and the Lord has started revealing things to me about healing and his love and his desire to heal and to set people free. I had come to some revelations in my visions and also in my study. So one time we had a rehearsal, and at the rehearsal I felt led to pray for sick people, so I did. At this time in my ministry, sometimes when I prayed, those times a couple of years ago, there would be some manifestation or something that will show that maybe that's not what shows that the prayer has been answered, but a manifestation is a manifestation. It's a phanerosis, a revelation. It makes real something that or makes visible to the senses something that has happened in the spirit. But this time there was no manifestation after I prayed. So I thought to myself, and I said to the Lord, that Lord, maybe you didn't want to heal today. So I said, Lord, when you want to heal people, you tell me and I'll pray. And immediately I said this, made this statement, I heard his response. And his response was, I always want to heal. I always want to heal. Now, after that prayer meeting, or after that meeting, someone came up to me and told me that I have a testimony. I said, wow, what happened to you? And she said that she had come to that that rehearsal that day with a terrible stomach ache, and that after the prayer, that pain had all vanished. And that was the way my healing ministry began. And since that time, we've seen so many people healed of all manner of sicknesses and diseases, and we still will see more. Why? Because I am powerful? No. Because I am anointed? No. Well, the reason why the sick people get healed is because Jesus is a healing Jesus, And Jesus always wants to heal. He had finished preaching this wonderful long sermon on that mount. But down in the valley was the leper. You see, all the beautiful things Jesus had said hadn't changed his situation. That is why it's not enough for the church to preach good, and it's not enough for the church to teach good, and it's not enough for the pastor to counsel good, and it's not enough for the music to be sweet in the service. There has to be something more. And you notice in the Gospels that Jesus, everyone Jesus commissioned, he sent them forth with power. He always sent the people forth with power. And in Mark chapter 15, when he was given the great commission, which we speak about, let's read what he said. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Mark chapter 16, verse 15, he said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned." And these signs, he said, it goes with the preaching. They will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out devils. Speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So, kabradosti alahadush. After the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And what happened? They went forth and preached everywhere. But the Bible doesn't end the story there. They went forth and preached everywhere. But that's where a lot of ministries end. They went forth and taught everywhere. And that's where a lot of ministries end. They went forth and exhorted everywhere. They went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, with signs following. What signs? These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they'll cast out devils, speak with new tongues, they'll lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. The Bible says those who went forth had these signs following them. God was confirming his word with these signs. And as a church, I want to announce to you that God still confirms his word with signs following. Signs of healing, signs of deliverance, and signs of the captives being set free. Say aloud, amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Jesus came down from the mount, and all that he had to offer was not just his speech and his wonderful preaching, because his preaching didn't change the leper situation. There are people who tell us that, oh, the only blessing that you can receive is in the preaching. All the blessings in the preaching. The preaching is powerful. I love the preaching. I believe I'm called to preach. But there's something more. After he had taught us these beautiful things on the mount, there was something more Jesus had to give to those who were in need. And I'm speaking to someone who is in need tonight, that Jesus has answers for you. Yes, he does. He has an answer, and he wills for you to receive it. He asked him, he said, "Lord, if you will." You see, this leper wasn't sure. He thought that maybe God willed him to be ill. God willed him to be sick. God willed him to be leprous. There are people who teach us that because they don't have any solutions. They can't point us in the direction of divine help. They tell us that we should take it because it's from God, our Father. Oh, please. Didn't you hear what Jesus said about the Father in heaven? If we don't know him, he does. Look at what he said in Luke chapter 11. Just want to read verse 13. Or let me read verse 11. "If a son ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? If he ask for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then being evil know," you who are evil, you know how to do good things for your children, give good gifts to your children, And he said, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to them that ask him, or give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? If you want to punish your child for telling a lie, will you chop off his fingers? Huh? If you want to punish a child for doing some wrong thing, will you pour hot water over them? Parents who do that are irresponsible, and the state will arrest you. If you won't use those things to teach your children lessons, why do you think your Father in heaven will do that? Jesus said, if you being evil know how to do good things for your children, give good things to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father do good things for those who love him, or give good things to those who ask him, like he said in Matthew. Maybe you need to ask him. That's what this leper did. At least he came to him with his assumptions. Lord, I think that I don't know, I'm not sure if you will, but I know that if you will, you can make me clean. That was what he said. But at least he came to ask him. Don't sit down wallowing in one sickness or disease or pain when Jesus has himself. He has himself borne. He has taken our infirmities, and he has borne our sicknesses. He willed for the leper to be free, and he wills for you to be healed tonight. There is a lady called Emily, and you are listening to me. You have a very bad case of depression, and you've attempted suicide 3 times. The Lord said I should tell you that it's not yet time for you to die. He said your best days are ahead of you. He said you should look towards the light. You should look towards him. He said that as long as he is in the world, he is the light of the world. If you focus your attention more on him, that the people around you who disappoint you, you will find that there is everything to live for. The darkness has blurred the path that lies ahead of you. But if you look towards the light, you will see that the path is a bright one. It's a good one. And your tomorrow will be better than your today. Jesus has himself taken our infirmities. John is crippled with fear. Crippling fear troubles this brother. You've attempted businesses 2 times, but your fear has caused it to fail. Job said, the thing that I fear, I greatly fear, has come upon me. But the Lord is telling me to tell you that forget the times you failed and do it again. This time it will succeed. What will make you overcome? What will make you succeed? It's not in you, it's in him. The Bible said, looking unto Jesus, the author, the finisher of our faith. If you are starting something good, start with him, Brother John. In the middle of that thing, keep your eyes on him, and he will bring that thing to a successful end. And he will bring beauty out of it. Don't do things the same way you did them the other time. The Bible said, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and makes the flesh his arm. He shall not see when good comes. He shall be like a heath in the desert. It's a terrible place when all your confidence is in men. But the Bible also said that blessed is the man that trusts in God, whose hope the Lord is. I've been quoting from Jeremiah chapter 17 from verse 5, now verse 7 and 8. He said, he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, that spreads out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat comes, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful, in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Fix your eyes on him, and he'll bring you through. The fear that cripples you, it leaves you now. Asthma is leaving somebody right now. Be made whole in the name of the Lord Jesus. Be made whole. I hear the Lord say, I will be thou clean. Skin diseases are being cleansed now by the power of the Holy Spirit. Be loosed from that infirmity. By the time you wake up in the morning, all those pimples and whatever on that face that have even affected your self-esteem, they would have left you. Jesus Christ makes you whole. Jesus Christ makes you whole. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ makes you whole. Jesus Christ makes you whole. Begin to thank God for his healing now. If you are sick in any part of your body, I've not mentioned it, just begin to thank God for his healing now. You can just pray to him and say, Lord, touch me. Lord, heal me. Lord, deliver me. Just pray for a moment. Just pray for a moment. The power of God is mighty here tonight. Jesus is a healing Jesus. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. He's touching you now. He's touching you now. He's touching you now. He's touching you now. Just call on him. Just call on him. Come on. Call on him. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Every abnormality in your weight, I heard weight. Every abnormality in your weight is being corrected right now. Sometimes people can put on weight, but it's pathologic. It's because of disease processes, diseases of the adrenal glands, anything, endocrine conditions that have resulted in or resulted from abnormal weight gain by the power of the Holy Ghost. Let there be a correction in that weight right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Jesus Christ makes you whole. Jesus Christ makes you whole. Your vision is blurred. You can't see clearly. The power of God is touching right now. It's like a wiper. See something like a wiper moving on a windscreen. Until everything is crystal clear in your vision, in your gaze. Receive that touch now. Receive that touch now. Just lift your voice and just begin to give him praise. Just lift your voice and begin to give him praise. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Begin to check yourself wherever your sickness was, wherever your pain was. Back pain has left someone. Pain in the ankles has left someone. Right now, you can't step on the ankle. You had an injury some time ago, I think a couple of years ago, and has resulted in some arthritis that is giving you consistent pain, refractory to analgesics. That means you take analgesics, but it's still there. You are healed now. Begin to step on that ankle. Power of God has touched you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Before I go, I want to give you a chance to know him. I want to give you a chance to let him into your life. He loves you, and he has paid so much of a price to be with you. His name is Jesus. You want to receive Jesus tonight? Pray this prayer with me. Say, Father, I come to you tonight. I know I'm a sinner, but I turn away from my sin tonight, and I turn to you. Jesus, come into my heart, come into my life, be my Lord, be my master. I give you my all. I give you my all. I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you suffered and died on the cross for me. You rose again on the third day for me, and you are alive forevermore. From this day forward, I choose you as my Lord, my personal Savior. And thank you for receiving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, there's such a presence of God here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Wholeness is coming to families now. Anything that is broken, homes that are broken, healing power is coming there. Mending broken things. Some of you have been broken at a young age, and now you are living a broken life. But Jesus Christ, He makes you whole. Oh, glory to God. We thank God for His awesome presence tonight. Oh, what a time it has been. What a time it has been. This is Miracle Wave Broadcast, your live miracle service in the comfort of your home. Let us know what God has done in your life tonight. The power of God has been mighty here. Those who I prayed for, you can get in touch. 0249-471-769. 0249-471-769. Send us a voice note. Send us a message via WhatsApp. We'll get back to you. Want us to pray with you about something, let us know. Jesus cares and Jesus wills for you to be whole, for you to be blessed, for you to be above, beyond your challenge. Oh, glory to God. We'll be with you again next week. I've enjoyed tonight's service. I believe you have to. Let's know. Share with us what God has done in your life and share with a friend. God bless you. We'll be with you again next week. Miracle Wave Broadcast. Pastor Augustus is signing out.
Miracle Wave Broadcast is brought to you by Miracle Wave Church, a growing church committed to preaching Christ Jesus and doing His works today. In Kumasi, you can find us at Chichere, inside Kochi. You can get there using the Santase Kokobin Road or the Sokoban Kwauma Road. You can also locate us on GPS at Miracle Way Church Glory Temple. Call or WhatsApp Miracle Way Church on 0249-471769. You can also find Miracle Way Church on Facebook. Send your testimonies and prayer requests. We would love to hear from you and pray with you. May you experience God's goodness today. Join us same time next week for an encounter with the God of miracles. Don't doubt it. Experience it for yourself. Miracle Wave Broadcast. There is always hope and help in Jesus. Miracle Wave Broadcast. It is miracle time.